morning, everybody. Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. She sent me some good stuff from her class, her fifth grade class the other day, doing a project that they were working on together. They are partially back in class and partially still doing the Zoom, moving in the right direction, it looks like, over there in Prescott, Arizona. Hope that's happening with everybody out there, moving in the right direction. I think it is. People holding, I'm going to get to you real quick. Let me tell you one quick thing before we do that. If you're thinking about more study area for your house or a studio, art studio, a tool shed, just expanding anything you have, storage. I've got a recommendation. It's the Ulrich Barnes people. They just make these things in such high quality. It's really incredible. It's beautiful, beautiful stuff. They even do finished log cabins that are ready to move into and use. I would recommend you look at all that stuff. I think you'll be impressed as I am. Call them at 520-GET-SHED or go to myperfectshed.com. 520-GET-SHED or myperfectshed.com. All righty, back to the phones, and we'll work in a little in Howard's garden as we go as well. Here's Mike in Orlando. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Howard, how are you this morning? Sounds like you're doing great.
I'm doing well. It's a little bit wet here in Dallas. How about there?
It's unbelievable beautiful.
That's
if
great.
It gets any prettier, we're going to be overcrowded with people.
Well, you're getting that anyway. People are moving down there. And
it is unbelievable.
Texas,
yeah.
And Florida are probably the main two where that's happening, I guess.
Yeah, if it keeps happening much more here, I'm going to come and do it to you, and I'm going to be moving back into Texas. I used to stay there in
okay.
Dallas when I was a kid. I got a couple questions. It's hard. We grow so much on our land here, and such as our pecan trees. Take zinc, or they won't make pecans, you know, so I don't know if zinc's considered organic or not, but if you don't spray them with zinc, they won't make, you know, nice pecans. And our pesticides, we've been using spinosad because it says it's organic, and I've never heard you talk about spinosads. What do you think about that?
Well, let's talk about both things, okay? I don't totally agree with you on your zinc take. I used to have family that was in the zinc business down in Houston. They're in a different kind of business now, but talked to them about it. I talked to a lot of people in the business and everything else. Putting out zinc, organic pecan producers that I've communicated with, we don't see the value in that because a lot of the basic amendments that we use, you know, the compost, the rock minerals in general, azomite and lava sand and other things, the sugars, the cornmeal, the molasses and all that, the organic fertilizers, which are a blend of things that include alfalfa and a lot of other good things, the Garrett juice, which has the vinegar, molasses, seaweed and all. There is zinc in every one of those. In more so in some than others. So you're getting these, you know, trace level amounts of zinc because they're in the products, one, and by two, by doing the total organic program, which I assume that you're doing, or have you not gotten into
it? We're working on it. I mean,
okay.
We're headed that way, almost 100%.
Okay, cool.
I'd say we're 80%.
All right, well, that 20% I can help you with, and we can talk about that too. But what happens when you start using this organic approach, it's not just a matter of changing from this group of products over to this group of products. It's a whole different thought process. We fertilize early in the year, for one thing, because we're building the soil. We're feeding the soil, not the plants directly. And what starts to happen when you use this new philosophy, this new approach, which isn't more difficult, it's just different. You got to get used to it. It starts to make things more bioavailable from the soil. There's zinc in the soil, for example, that may be tied up that's not available. So all of those things create a situation where zinc doesn't need to be something that you go buy. And I'll tell you this out of personal experience, the zinc that's on the market to buy as amendments, it comes from some pretty questionable stuff. You know, it's a waste material that's coming out of some other things. And so I really don't recommend buying zinc. I don't recommend buying copper. I don't recommend buying molybdenum. I don't recommend buying any individual mineral like that, because if you use a little too much, I don't like where they come from in a lot of cases, for one thing, but if you use a little bit too much, you create a bigger problem than you had to begin with. So what we organic people like to do is allow it to come from the wonderful soft products that we recommend and use, and then from the soil itself, this increasing the bioavailability of the nutrients that are in the soil. It's one of the reasons why you'll hear people talk about potassium and phosphorus without knowing what they're talking about, because a lot of times there'll be this huge amount of phosphorus in the soil, but it's not available. It's not available to the plants. And same thing with potassium in a lot of cases, but the trace minerals like zinc and copper and molybdenum, same thing. So I would use the basic organic fruit and pecan tree program that's on my website, and don't worry about buying zinc. That's what I would do. On spinosad or spinosad, either one I guess is fine, it is an acceptable product in an organic program, okay? You look at the Texas Organic Research Center's list of acceptable and unacceptable products that we provide, and it's on the website, both websites all the time, Torque website and DirtDoctor.com as well. Spinosad's on there. But here's the rub with spinosad. Spinosad, even though it's made from originally from a microorganism, it's then synthesized into a commercial product. It won't kill beneficials too badly, and it won't kill bumblebees and honeybees, but it will affect their communication and navigation.
I've noticed that. I can't spray it on anything that's blooming that the bees I have here are going to, and if I do spray it, I have to spray it at night. So obviously,
what are you trying to control with it?
Pardon me?
What are you trying to control with it?
Well, on corn, we have the corn beetle, the big hard corn beetle, and in Florida, and I don't know if you have that there too. And we have a cutworm, and I think the cutworms live all over the United States. And it works extremely well. And I spray it super light. I mean, I just missed it, and I probably only have to do it 3 times during the corn growing season. Very light. We're kind of funny about it, because we do eat the corn, mm-hmm. and we give it away and try to call it organic. We fertilize with some stuff called we're just getting into what's on your website. In fact, we just joined it for 5 years the membership.
Yeah.
And
welcome
and,
aboard.
And so we're learning about that too.
Well, now the cornworm, getting rid of it with spinosad, you know, that's great. You could also use BT, but since you have a corn beetle also, spinosad is probably a good choice for you. But let me give you a little tip. No matter whether you're spraying spinosad or BT or any other thing, add 1 to 2 ounces of molasses to the spray. What that does is it makes the immediate efficacy of the product better, and it makes it last longer. Being effective makes it last longer. anything you want to spray for insect control, adding the molasses to it is a beneficial kind of thing. Now, you can add the whole Garrett juice, and it even works better, in my opinion, but you can do it either way. Put molasses by itself or put the Garrett juice in there, and molasses, seaweed, fish in some cases, and the compost tea or liquid humate, you know, are in there, and so you get extra foliar benefit from your pest control spray.
The same amount?
Yeah,
you just use
it just like you're going to be spraying it as a foliar feed. You just use the Garrett juice ready to go instead of water. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else because I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doc, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Crazy water is what I drink. You should too. Crazy water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for the health and body balance you need. You can buy Crazy Water at retailers across Texas or go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a nearby store. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy. Website drinkcrazywater.com.
Azomite is a naturally occurring rock mineral and organic micronutrient soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite can be used alone or with other amendments and fertilizers for your gardens, lawns, and trees from planting to maturity. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, horses, and other livestock. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or by going to where to buy at azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you. And let's see, did our last caller hang on for us? Yeah, it looks like he's still there. Mike, did you have something else?
I got one last question. I feel like I'm hogging your time, but really, I could use you for about a month. But yellow pines. I guess you have yellow pines, old yellow pines in Texas, right?
We probably do. That's not one that's commonly referred to, but we probably do. We've got things that are pretty close. We have loblolly and short needle and long needle and all kinds of different things over in East Texas, especially. I'm sure yellow pine would grow well.
Right. Well, we have one here, and usually I've never had good luck no matter what I've done trying. And usually, like, if someone's cleared the land and they go too close to the roots on these yellow pines, it shocks them and they usually die. But I've got one that's probably about 60 years old, and it's about 33 inches across. It's a big one, and it's getting sick and dying. And it's green on the top. It's putting out little greens, but it is getting sick. And I just noticed it in the last couple of weeks. I'm not sure what to do about it. Even when I read your site, I don't know what to do.
Well, did y'all have the dramatic freeze for y'all
no.
like we did?
No, you not at all.
You didn't have anything unusual at all? Well, one of the things that confuses people, and I think slips by some people, is they think pines don't have flares, root flares, but they do. They're just more gentle. They're more subtle. And so if you'll look at my site, which you're familiar with, and look at the sick tree treatment and put the sick tree treatment in place on the pine, I think you'll see some pretty dramatic help there. I assume it's sandy soil.
Very sandy.
Yeah. Well, even with sandy soil, having that flare exposed so it's exposed to air and it breathes properly makes a big difference. So give it a shot, even if it doesn't keep the tree alive, you lose it eventually. Like I tell everybody, you haven't wasted your money because you've improved the soil in that area for whatever else you're going to plant and grow.
Well, I'll let you know the outcome.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. Talk to you later. Let's see whose turn it is. Doris, been holding a long time. Sorry about that, Doris. What can I do for you?
Oh, that's just fine. Good morning, Howard. We invested in raised beds. They're like 20 inches tall, and we did the Silver Creek material, and I was a little late getting everything in. Planted a lot of our transplants, and then we planted seeds, and the transplants are just sitting there. I mean, they're like 2 inches tall, and they're just not doing anything. Now, the seeds that we planted, boy, they come up within just a day or two, and you think you're going to have beans next week, you know, and they get to a certain point, and they just stop. So I don't know if it's because we're having too much water or if it's just that we're not warming up. I know I'm a little late, but everything just seems to stop.
Well, you're not even late for some things. It's not even time to plant okra and you know, some of the really hot weather loving things. What you're experiencing there is poor fertility. And what you need to do is add to that that potting soil, that bed preparation material, some additional organic fertilizer. And you can do it with blood meal. You can do it with cottonseed meal. Alfalfa meal is one of my best. There are several organic blends that have alfalfa, the good natured and the Nature's Creation, for example, lines of products. Their fertilizers have a beautiful blend, and one of the ingredients is alfalfa. I think drenching with Garrett juice, even with when you plant, treating the seed before you plant them with Garrett juice makes a big difference. When they first start coming out of the ground, light spraying or even drenching with Garrett juice helps a whole lot. So what you need to do is just kick up the fertility. The product that you got there is probably fine, but when it's turning plants yellow right away, that's a dead giveaway that the fertility level is just not good enough.
Yeah, and some of the little tomato transplants, even if they do, some of them do have extra little leaves, and they're coming out, and they're looking a little purple. And so I thought, you know, maybe that was like a phosphorus or something. But I got two of the Silver Creek materials and had them mix them, and then we filled the beds up with it. So I figured I'd be all right at least for, you know, 4, 5, 6 months.
Well, for whatever reason, it's not working, and you just need to add to that your own stuff, and I'd recommend that anyway.
Okay.
One of the things that I doubt that they put in their products, they might, but I doubt it, is azomite. So get some of that and use that with your plants. Also, available silica is one of the things that a lot of times we don't think about. The azomite will help with that. Not natural diatomaceous earth will also, but I think the azomite will give you additional trace minerals and additional help. There's some organic matter in the azomite, and it helps make things more bioavailable. And that's the problem you got, is that you're not having the nutrients from that mix you have bioavailable to those little plants. And we need to change that around, and we can do it pretty easily with the things we talked about.
Yeah, we were pretty excited, like I said. I mean, everything's popping up just really, really quick, and then it just, you know. And with this weird weather we've been having with all the water and, you know, not so much sun, I didn't know if maybe I just needed to hang on for summer. So that's
June bugs. It has been cool, but the vegetables that you've been talking about there would love the nice mild weather we've been having. So that's not the problem. Kick up the fertility. I think you'll be fine.
Super. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I will be with you right after this. Don't go away.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett Juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. We're going to go talk to a friend. Garlic Mike is here with us this morning. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Howard. How's it going, buddy?
Doing well. What's up with you?
Well, I wanted to check and see how your garlic's doing. Mine is just beautiful.
Mine is going like crazy. And the most interesting thing about this garlic, and those of you who don't know Garlic Mike, because the one who got me started with the garlic that I have, this elephant garlic, you never have to replant it. It just comes back on its own. You can just, you know, harvest it and use all you want, and it just keeps coming back and keeps coming back from both the corms and the rounds that are left in the ground. But mine looks good. I've got some of the ones that ended up getting planted in an experimental way kind of late in the season that aren't as big, but the ones that came back, you know, being planted at the right time and everything, they're as big and pretty as I've ever seen them. The buds are up on the flowers, and they're just starting to open. I always cut some of them off and let all the energy go to the bulbs in the ground, and I let some go into flower because the flowers are so beautiful, and I love to use them as cut flowers.
Well, I'm taking it a step further this year. I want to, last couple of years, I haven't planted very much here at the house, but like you said, it just comes back by itself. So this year, I didn't cut any of my scape. I let all, and I mean, they are tall, the big 5 years. I think it's weather.
Mike, you're really breaking up. Are you moving around there or something?
No, sir. Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said they're bigger than normal?
Much larger than normal. They're just starting to pop open through the, you know, and the flowers emerge.
Uh-huh.
But I want to grow them to maturity, and I want to harvest the little tiny black seeds out of them. I've never experimented. I know from just scattering them around in the yard that they sprout up all over. I had it come up half a dozen places in my yard one year because I was moving them around a lot.
Right, right. I've grown them from the seed, but one thing that I've experienced is that some of the flower heads won't produce any seed. Have you noticed that?
When I was doing the gardening out at Paul Quinn, one of the classes we had was to harvest the seeds and try to get them. And we noticed some of the heads had no seeds at all. Right. Some of them had 100 in them.
Yep, yep. It varies. I have no idea what causes that difference. It would be interesting to know. But the little corms seem to be more plentiful last year. It's going to be interesting to see what happens this year, but there were more corms on the bottom of the bulbs last year than I've ever seen.
I was having as many as 10 or more on the bottom of some of my larger plants.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah,
I agree.
When is your recommendation for the ideal time to plant the corms?
Corms can be, I mean, that can be stuck in the ground anytime. I mean, literally, you dig the plant up out of the ground, stick the corn back in the hole.
You're going to leave some in the hole. They're just going to pull off when you pull the bulb out of the ground. That's why one of the reasons why they keep coming back so beautifully. And I like garlic. I like all kinds of garlic, but I think I like the flavor of our elephant garlic as much as anything. Don't you think it's probably a crossbreed between a garlic and a leek?
What I understand is it's one of three varieties of leek. A garlic-headed leek is what my research has turned up.
Okay. That makes sense.
But there's so many names. There's they call it ditch garlic down in Austin.
Really? All right. Well, yeah, it's going good. I'm glad yours is, too. That's one of the things, everybody listening, that you can get a start of when you join the Organic Club of America is some of Mike and my elephant garlic. Actually, Mike's originally, but I've claimed a little bit of title to it now.
Well, you know, you got to share the love, Howard.
That's right. Thanks for calling, Mike.
All right, sir. Good talk to you.
Same here. Let's see what Lyle's doing in Belton, Texas. Hey, Lyle.
Yeah. How you doing today?
I couldn't be better. What's up?
Well, I got a friend, side of his house, it's about 7 foot long and about 7 foot wide and about 40 foot long. He can't get nothing to grow. What I plan on doing is going down there when it dries, till up the top of the ground because it's kind of hard. You know, and rake the weeds and stuff off. Go back, till it about 4 inches, and get a yard of biomarch to put in there, right? What kind of grass can he plant in there that would come up? It's partly shady.
Well, if it's partly shady, the best choice is going to be St. Augustine grass. Now, St. Augustine has some built-in problems, but if it's a shady situation, that's going to be the best chance to have success. I tell you something I'd add to your recommendations there, Lyle. If you just get some hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, you know, just the cheap 3% stuff, mix it 50-50 with water and drench it into that area, put as much as, you know, you can afford, the budget allows, that will do more to start the softening of the soil than anything you can do. And then I didn't know what that term was you suggested there. It sounded like some kind of compost product. So
yeah.
Then at that point, you know, the compost, the organic fertilizers, a little cornmeal, all the stuff that I recommend in there will help soften that soil. But if you're going to plant solid sod, well, even if you're going to plant a seed of some other grass, but especially solid sod, keep most of those amendments, other than the hydrogen peroxide, to put on top of the sod after you've planted it. You can put a little bit down before you plant it, but don't put too much. We'd really rather have it working more effectively put on top of the sod after it's planted. And you can do it right after it's planted. You don't have to wait, like the chemical people tell you, wait till the first mowing to fertilize or anything like that. You can do it right after the sod has been planted.
Yeah. Now, he put down a couple of pallets of St. Augustine a couple of years ago, and it didn't even grow.
Well, that sounds like just terrible soil, or he didn't water it enough, one of the two.
Because basically, that's why I want to aerate it and put down, you know, the BioMart.
You know? What is BioMart?
Well, basically, it's Bell County. They take all the trees and pulverize them, right?
Okay.
And they add some bio to it, you know.
Biosolids, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the tree trimmings. I don't like the biosolids, but if that's what you're going to use, that's fine. But just make sure you do the other things, too. The hydrogen peroxide, I think, will give you more help than you realize.
So what do you recommend, about 2 gallons for 10 foot or something like that?
Something like that would be good. That'd be really good.
And like I say, he can't even grow dandelions there.
Well, you'll see a big change. The hydrogen peroxide does some magical stuff. You don't do it but one time. One time and one time only.
Right after I lay the sod.
No, before you lay the sod.
Oh, before I lay the sod?
Yeah, and then let's put all the other stuff on top after you put the sod down.
Okay, now when I go in there and loosen the soil, like I say, the first time I want to get all the weeds and junk off from it, and then I like to go down about 4 inches. Is that deep enough? Or
yeah, that's more than enough, and do it after you've put the hydrogen peroxide down and wait a couple of days and let it soften it. It's called flocculating the soil. It's a softening. So do the hydrogen peroxide, wait a couple of days, let it that soften it up, then do your bed preparation, your loosening. And like I said, you can put a little bit of the amendments into the soil, but save the bulk of them to go on top after you've planted.
Now, see, at first I tried to get him to put an ivy down there, you know, because of the shade and stuff. And ivy, as a rule, does pretty good in shade.
You mean ivy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ivy's fine in the shade, English ivy especially. If it gets any sun at all, you can't use the one I like so much called Persian ivy because it'll burn up. But you can use Asian jasmine, which is really preferable because it'll grow in sun or shade, and it is just about indestructible. Asian or Asiatic jasmine.
Okay. His wife's not that popular with that, but is there any other ground cover we could put in that area if that St. Augustine don't work, or Bermuda, whatever he wants to lay down?
Yep, you can use liriope, or you can use mondo grass, which is also called ophiopogon. Either one of those will grow in sun or shade.
Is that type of grass on your website?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, because just go into the home page and just type into the search box up there at the top. Monkey grass or mondo grass or liriope or ophiopogon or ivy or Persian ivy, anything you're looking for, and it'll take you right to it.
Because, see, this morning with these storms, I can't pick you up on the radio.
Uh-oh, that's not good. But you can listen online on dirtdoctor.com.
All right, and I will try that hydrogen peroxide, and what was that other product you said, cornmeal?
A little bit of whole ground cornmeal, a little azomite, a little dry molasses, all the stuff I recommend for bed preparation. You don't need near as much of it for growing grass, but putting a little bit of it on top, especially the cornmeal, if it's St. Augustine grass, will help you with disease control. Give it a shot and let me know how it works.
All right. Oh, my potatoes are doing fantastic.
Well, that's great. That's great.
They're in a high-raised garden.
All right.
One other question. I had some oak trees I started from seed. They're about 12 to 18 inches along with some pecan trees. That frost hit, the trees are still pliable yet, right? But they ain't putting out no leaves.
Well, they should be by now. Wait a little bit longer, and it may be freeze damage did them in. I don't know. You just have to wait and see.
All right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Let's see. We may not have time here, but, Nick, we can get started. Millsboro, Delaware. What's up?
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Well. Thank you.
Thanks for your work.
Thank you.
Got a comment for you and a question. Comment is, real quick, I did your treatment on a very sick holly last year, holly tree, and this thing has exploded. It is absolutely amazing.
That's great.
Use the Garrot Juice religiously.
That's great.
Quick question is, Garrot Juice Pro versus Garrot Juice Plus.
Well, Garrot Juice Pro has the beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizae. The Plus just has a little extra fertilizer power. Put you on hold. I'll be back.
Howard Garrett from my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells. Perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes five-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or visit myperfectshed.com.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And just real quickly, and we'll go back and talk with Nick just a little bit more, it looks like. The company that does solar that you have heard me talk about and you heard advertisement on the radio, people ask me about them and how's the easiest way to get a hold of them. And the simplest way is just bangsolar.com or call Adam over there, the head honcho, at 469-502-5757. They not only can help you with the solar panels better than anybody in the business, but also with the Generac generators, which is something that, especially after what we've all been through, is a really strong thing to consider. Okay. Here's Nick again in Delaware. What else did you have, Nick?
Hi, Howard. I just wanted to reiterate the sick Nellie Stevens holly that I had. The leaves were all yellow. What was green had black spots on them. So I started with the Garrett Juice Plus and with the orange supplement. And I got to tell you, right now I'm looking at it, and it's amazing, the change in it.
Well, that's great. I'm glad it worked for you.
I went down about 8 inches, and it's good. So your Plus versus Pro Garrett Juice?
Once again, the Plus has a little bit more fertilizer power. It has a little bit more it's got some fish and some a little bit more fertility value. And the Pro has all of the stuff plus beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. The only thing you need to be careful about using the Pro, the Garrett Juice Pro, is if you thought that you had a disease that you wanted to add some hydrogen peroxide to the Garrett Juice or some kind of product like that, hydrogen peroxide would be the best example, I guess. The hydrogen peroxide would actually hurt some of the beneficial microbes in that Pro product. You could add it to the others, the other formulas, your own formula or the Plus or the regular original formula, without it hurting anything. But when you add living organisms into the Garrett Juice, which Pro has, don't add hydrogen peroxide. If you need to spray hydrogen peroxide, spray it separately.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Stay well.
You too. I appreciate it very much, and hope to hear from you again. It is Watt's turn, calling from Dallas. Hello, Watt.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. I was just calling about this plum tree back there, and the boar, had a problem with boar worms.
Uh-huh.
And I just, at a loss, I've been told this, that, and the other, and no, you know, I needed to call you.
Okay. Are we talking about boars, what's in the trunk or in the fruit?
In the trunk.
In the trunk?
And then it has went up from the trunk up to the seeds. Well, some have been entering some of the limbs, you know.
Okay.
And one side of the tree is just about, you know, it's just tearing it up. And the other side is still flourishing real pretty, but it's slowly killing my tree.
Sure. Well, what Nick was talking about that works so well on a Nellie R. Stevens or a fruit tree or a giant sequoia, it doesn't make any difference, is getting the soil off the flare, off the base of the tree. And almost all fruit trees are too deep in the ground, way too deep in the ground. You can look at pictures on my website or whatever, but just get the soil pulled away. Then the second thing that you want to do, and you can do it first in this case if you want to, use orange oil, but instead of doing it at the 2 ounces per gallon that I normally recommend for spraying for insect pests, you double it. You mix it at 4 ounces per gallon of water, and you spray it or paint it on the bark of the tree, and it soaks in, and it'll kill those active borers. Now, you haven't solved anything unless you do the whole sick tree treatment, especially getting the soil off the base of the tree, off the flare. Also,
okay,
and that'll get you back in shape.
So that'll kill them, like start immediately.
Yeah, the orange oil will soak into the tree trunk and actually kills them. It's something that people have used on powder post beetles on their porches. You can use it on your fireplace wood if you've got, you know, powder post beetles, you know, digging holes and making sawdust all over the place and a mess. It'll work there. It soaks into the wood, and it really does a wonderful job. And it smells good, too.
It's the orange oil, 4 ounces per
gallon of water.
And just get my sprayer and just mix it up like that and just spray it on there, just all over the tree or just on the limbs.
In this case, just on the trunks where those borers are working, I wouldn't spray it on foliage at that rate. You're going to burn some foliage. But on the bark, it's fine. You can paint it on with a paintbrush or spray it on either one.
Okay. And that'll get them. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. And it would be Ron in Branson, Missouri. What you got real fast, Ron?
Okay, a question. Are you familiar with Titan vincas?
There's a whole bunch of new vincas that have wonderful colors and all. I don't know that one specifically, but I bet you it's a good one because there's a lot of new ones out there.
Okay, I was just curious. I've been looking for Cora. I haven't been able to find it. Somebody told me they thought Titan was pretty similar to a Cora.
Try it out and let me know, and I'll do the same, okay?
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, there's a lot of new great vincas. I've got some planted myself, and I'll be giving you some reports on it. I've enjoyed being with you today, fast and furious, without any question. Dave, thanks for the help in there, and we will see everybody next week. Those of you getting all the rain like we are, don't get too wet, and enjoy those healthy organic gardens.